Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. So aside from this podcast, I've been working on a project I'm super excited about. It's a new digital series called Life After Bravo. Mm-hmm. I sat down with the Real Housewives of New York City alum Kristen Takeman and had her open up about what's happening in her life now.
You guys probably remember Kristen from season 6 and 7 of Roni. And though her time on the show was short, she certainly made a splash.
Literally? Because if you remember, Kristen was the one who splashed Ramona while she was canoeing in the Berkshires. And Ramona was not happy.
So much so that she threw a glass of wine at her.
Kristen reflected on that moment, plus her memorable Roni tagline, "I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty."
She also discussed the up and downs in her marriage, gave updates on her children, and revealed what it's like rewatching arguments from the show. But before we get started, we just wanted to shout out to one of the fans, IG user Trekkie, for suggesting to make Kristen's interview into a podcast episode.
Yes, thank you, Trekkie. This one's for you.
When I got the call from Bravo, the next step was to just do an interview process. I think the reaction from Josh was, we both thought that it was interesting and kind of funny seeing how it's like, you know, when you watch these reality shows, you're familiar with what goes on. And then obviously Brandy's one of my best friends. So, you know, I had done some filming with Brandy in the past for certain things. So, and I'm also a model and I feel like I do sort of all these little kind of weird, kind of crazy jobs all the time. So I think at the time we kind of thought of it as like an audition, and like I go on castings for modeling jobs, I go on commercial auditions all the time. And I think the good news was I take everything with a grain of salt. It's like, okay, here's another thing. I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna interview for something, I'm gonna audition for something. And if I get it, I get it. And if I don't, I go on with my life. Like, not a big deal. When I got the offer to become a Real Housewife of New York City, literally my whole life flashed before my eyes. I don't know why. I think it was just like, maybe it was my subconscious way of sort of like doing a whole evaluation. Like, wait a minute, what have I done up until now? And like, okay, it was like a quick like check. And then, I mean, I don't really have anything to hide. I remember seeing an interview years ago with Bethany, with Andy, and they were talking about previous housewives and issues that they had or whatever. And they were talking about skeletons in the closet. And I'm like, I opened up my closet and there's really not any skeletons. So I was like, I think I'm good to go. I was definitely watching the previous season, but I feel like I didn't really pay attention as much. So when I met up with all the girls, I definitely wasn't really 100% clear on what they were doing in their lives at the moment. So it actually was better. I think it made it more authentic for sure. Season 6 taglines. I feel like I get such a bad rap for my tagline.
I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty.
I mean, didn't Sonia say that she wasn't wearing underwear?
Sometimes Sonia has to go commando. What can I say?
Like, all I did was say that, you know, like, I'm pretty, but not the sharpest tool in the shed. I feel like I was a Bravo watcher beforehand where I genuinely just watched. It was like, I liked the network, I watched Bravo, whatever show was on, I watched. All I remember is like the clip of the girl like doing her thing, and then like the apple, and then like their family and their dog in the background. I feel like people are way too invested in these taglines. And I definitely think if I was to do anything, I should have sort of pieced together like what a tagline could have been. That was the tagline that stuck out, and it was sort of a joke, and then it kind of stuck, and it was, you know, me being not the sharpest tool in the shed, and then Sonia wearing no underwear. So it was sort of a silly, but I guess it's kind of good to be lighthearted. It was good to do that. I think they should all be super lighthearted or all be very serious, you know? During my first reunion, I was in the coveted spot next to Andy. I didn't know that that was the coveted spot, you know? I really didn't. I mean, I feel like maybe just before we were going out in hair and makeup, somebody was giving the lineup, and then I think someone else was like, oh my God, she's sitting next to Andy. I'm actually kind of thinking that maybe I got the spot because it was just easier to give it to me than have everybody else argue over it. I mean, that's kind of interesting too. I mean, you know, it's like, think about all the other girls with all the seniority. So maybe it was just easier to put the new girl next to Andy and like have less of a fight with the other gals. One thing that people always say to me is that you're delusional. When I stood up, I was so over that part of the reunion. Oh my gosh.
But Sonia Morgan, you are delusional. To your face, you are delusional.
I feel like she was for a minute, but she's kind of coming out of her delusion, I think. I think she's kind of put her feet back on the ground, which is good. Right after I decided not to do the show, there was a little blip in the radar screen in the tabloids with my marriage. And you know what? It was so funny because I have so many friends who are like, ooh, I wish Bravo wishes they had some cameras rolling. But, you know, to be totally honest with you, there was nothing really to talk about or to roll. It's like whatever happens in my marriage and my private life at that point was private. And all I can say is that, you know, I think every marriage has its ups and downs and its bumps in the road, and we had one and we're stronger for it, and here we are now. I feel like there's an expression called a career housewife, and I know that I was never going to be a career housewife, meaning the kind of a girl who, you know, the OGs who've been on it from day one, their whole livelihood and social life is the show. So I feel like I always kind of had other things going on, and I, you know, I had a good time while I did it, and it was kind of time to end. Everybody always asks about the arguments with Josh and, you know, us being in the therapy and all of that. And I have to say, it was the best therapy for our marriage. Everybody likes to take these housewife shows and spin it the other way, and it's like a curse and everything else. I looked at it honestly like a blessing. I mean, how often do you get to have an argument with your partner, spouse, friend, whoever, and get to actually watch it back?
Yeah. She thinks it's a big deal that I go out every night.
It's networking.
Yeah, I network.
Well, I'm not talking about being out, you know, at a nightclub dancing
right.
Till 3 a.m.
You're just not with me.
Yeah, I don't care where you are, you're not home.
Some of the points that he actually makes about what I do or how I act is valid because I actually got to see it. So it was really great for us to be able to work on that. The one thing definitely that changes after the show is business opportunities, 100%. Like I had my nail polish line with Ricky's, which was amazing. And then I started a blog and I was really, really excited about the blog because at the time I was working with an amazing stylist. So I put together all these great looks. And the blog is called Last Night's Look after I put the blog up on Wednesday mornings after the show aired on Tuesday nights, hence Last Night's Look, so people could go to the blog to find the look. I'm still modeling, 42, and been super busy. I have had my busiest year yet with modeling. I've been doing a ton of lingerie and swim, which is crazy at 42, but I guess I'll take it. My life changing after season 6 started. I think just getting recognized, it's so funny because before you realize it, you could be in a public place and you have people sort of like looking at you funny or whatever, and you forget that they're recognizing you from being on a TV show. Mark my words, I will be in my pajamas, I'll go down to the deli to get some eggs, and I will bump into 6 people who want pictures, like never fail. Or airports, it's like ridiculous. It's like the craziest thing, it makes me nuts. I have to say, when I knew I wasn't going back, it was a huge sense of relief. I mean, it really was. It was like, I loved being in it. I sort of think of it as like this cool sorority. I mean, here we are now talking about it all these years later, and it's really cool to be a part of it. Now I'm watching like everybody else, and I watch, and it is so nice to sort of know the girls, know what they have going on, know them in real life, and then just be able to watch and be removed from the drama. And then seeing the girls, I saw a bunch of them while they were filming this season, and it was so refreshing to get the behind the scenes stuff and kind of know what was going on and still kind of be in the loop but not have to deal with any of the drama. What does life look like for me today? Busy, so busy. Like, I don't know how it's so busy. My kids now are 7 and 11, and their schedules are insane. I mean, it's like dropping them off at school in the morning, picking them up in the afternoon. They both go separate ways. They both have sports. Weekends are driving all over the place for sports. I'm modeling a ton lately. I'm with New York Models, and that's like crazy. It's picked up since the beginning of the year. And then I work on my blog every day from, you know, 9:30 to 2:30, and it's just madness. My first day of filming was actually really easy. It was a rooftop dinner with Josh, Heather, and her husband. It was like a dinner that we would normally have, and I was really happy that they did it that way so that we could all kind of become comfortable, and they knew we were comfortable with each other, so it was great. It was interesting to be the youngest out of such an older group. They were welcoming. I think it's always hard to be the new girl no matter what age you are, so I think that's kind of what I was dealing with. During season 6, I think the only point where I was like at my limit was the trip to Montana, and I think we saw that where I had my nervous breakdown and started bawling, crying.
I hate you all!
You don't have to go. If you can't do it, you come
take
back.
Take one step down.
Take one more step. You got it. You're just walking down that rope.
Oh, God.
I think people don't realize that you're spending so much time with these women. It actually doesn't matter who it is that you're spending that much time with. At one point, you're going to break. Housewives vacations are definitely not like real vacations. There's just so much sort of drama unfolding all the time. I mean, can we just start first off with how you have to race to get your room? And I think New York housewives are the only housewives that do that. Thank you very much, Ramona.
Oh, there's definitely no tub in here. Go to the other one. Go to the other one. Hurry up.
Sorry, my bag's in it. I claimed
such a cow.
Season 7, Bethany came back, and it was funny because I didn't really think much of it because I feel like I was just so busy with what I had going on in my life, and then we all prepped for the new season in different ways, so I think I was definitely really busy with all of that. I think we were all kind of a little intimidated. You could kind of just tell whether it was Bethany or it was Jill or whoever was on the cast early on coming back. They were the original wives, so you kind of like had to, they paved the way for the rest of us, so you kind of felt like it was sort of a little bit of her turf. So I think we all kind of like let her do her thing for sure.
I know I can be harsh. I know I can be abrasive. It's also been a little bit of a rough couple of years.
I think personally for a housewife, it takes a good 2 to 3. I think probably your third season, you kind of even out to who you're going to be. I think the first season, you're really who you are. I mean, because you don't really know any different. And then the second season, you know, you're kind of, you have your footing, you're not aware of the cameras anymore, but you're still kind of trying to find your way. You have relationships with all the women. And I think by the third season, you've got your foundation laid, you really know what you're doing, you don't even know that the cameras are there anymore. And I think you get your true, authentic ladies third season and after. The most annoying part of filming is I do not like when people are late. And not one time was one girl on time. Like, oh, where's Sonia? Oh, she's just leaving the Upper East Side. You're like, are you kidding me right now? Where's Ramona? Oh, she's running late. And for me, it was like, I had bathed my kids, put them to bed, gotten myself ready. Like 45 minutes to me as a mom with young kids is like precious. And then I remember asking production and they were like, it's just kind of easier if we let them do their thing. And you're like, well, why don't you tell me when I should leave my house? Because this is insane. The relationship with producers while you're filming are they're your best friend. No, I think they're sort of like your camp counselor, you know? They're always there to lean on if you need anything, especially during my first season. I personally feel like they always had my back, and I'm sure like every girl felt that way. Writing the blogs each week was a big pain in the ass. I don't think anybody liked it. It was just like, it was sort of like homework, you know? And then you always get in trouble for the blog, and everybody knows the blog comes up at the reunion, and then the weekly blog comes out, and then all the girls start yapping on social media. I guess on one side, if you really had something to voice, then it was great, because you could get your opinion out there, but then on the other side, it's like, you know, it was just extra work for all of us. In my first season, Ramona threw a wine glass at my face. It is insane to me still to this day to think that she threw a glass. It wasn't a plastic cup like a picnic glass. It was a full-on glass at my lip. After they ask if I'm okay, they always ask, oh my God, you know, you're so good. I would have, you know, slugged her or hit her or done something. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you wouldn't have because you forget that I was swimming water. And I remember it hit me. And I just started to taste blood. And did I really care about Ramona at that point? No, I was more concerned about the fact that I was bleeding and swimming in a lake. And I splashed her, let's be clear. Like, it's not like I did anything insane. I literally splashed her with water. So the interview looks, oh my gosh, they were so hard to do. I mean, so hard. People don't realize that you had to have the same look, and you sometimes went back to it again and again, depending on the questions that you were asked. I remember prepping for my second season, and it was like, okay, like, you know, you go shopping because you need a lot of clothes in general, and people also don't realize a lot of times you can't wear the same look twice. So if you have a really nice blouse or a pair of slacks or a really great dress, you can't wear it again and again. It's like a one-time thing. So it's really hard to shop for the seasons, hence lastnightslook.com, which is why I started the blog, because I ended up going to do a lot of like cheaper clothing, like H&M. I went to Century 21 all the time because it was like the only affordable way to kind of get this looks together. A lot of times people borrow, like this whole thing about like Giovanni, right? Or jewelry. You had to have the same look. So So if you borrowed a look, you'd have to borrow it for almost 6 months because you weren't ever sure if you'd graduated onto the next interview look. So if you borrowed a pair of earrings, you had to make sure you could get them back. It was more complicated, or maybe I just care too much about it and I thought it was super complicated. But when I was looking into each season, I remember thinking like shopping in a store and going like, oh, that'd be a great interview look. Because you could wear Uggs and sweatpants on the bottom. You just needed it to be, I was calling it boob up, you know? Do I think I would ever do a reality show again? I have to say never say never. I feel like I would definitely be better at it this time around. Because like I said, I think it takes a minute. It takes a minute to sort of, you know, get used to the whole process. And I do feel like coming out of doing two seasons of Real Housewives of New York that I got the interview process down. It was a great experience. My son's going into middle school next year, so I do stuff on the PTA and both kids' schools. And I'm like part-time model, full-time mommy, part-time blogger, full-time wife. I think that everything kind of like ebbs and flows, and I think that I'm gonna continue on the path that I've been on and see where it takes me. Josh's career is doing great. He's eBoost, and he just launched a new beverage with Arizona Iced Tea, which is really exciting. I signed the kids with a modeling agency a couple months ago, actually, and they've both had some really fun jobs. So yeah, it's kind of fun. I feel like I'm in the business anyway. They're at the age where they can say yes or no. And we live right in New York City, so why not take advantage? Season 6, Kingsley was really little and she was doing that crazy crawl and she was in therapy and all of that. And now I'm very happy to say that she's 7 and she's doing great. You know, it's interesting you asking me how I felt about filming that. I didn't really think anything about filming it. It's like, that's the thing with a reality TV show. It's like what actually is happening really in reality in your life is what you're gonna see. I talked to pretty much all the ladies, I would say. I saw Dorinda and Ramona recently at an event. I see Carol quite a bit. I saw Luann's show, which was amazing. She's really found her calling. So yeah, I feel like I kind of see all of them. When you're all seeing each other all the time, obviously, and you're filming, it's so busy and you see each other a ton. So I feel like during the off season, everybody kind of goes their own way. And I also think too, like I live downtown and those girls really live uptown, like far uptown. I was so bummed to see Carol and Bethany. Their relationship seems so tight and I feel like they had a great thing going. And it is, it's so sad to see two good friends fall out.
I didn't understand why you were just so intense and angry and rude about
him. You were smug.
I love Tinsley. I think she's the best thing that happened to the show right now. She's young, she's beautiful, she's fresh. Like, I love her style. She's always put together, which I like to see. Even those moments where the girls are like exercising, she's still put together and everybody's different, but I love that. Now we just have to find her a boyfriend. How is that not possible? She seems so lovely. I'm gonna work on that. Tinsley, I'm gonna find you a man. What would I do differently if I was to go back to season 6 and 7? I think I would be a little meaner.
Kristen thinks I'm bossy. If you want me to be bossy, I'll be like, get your ass out of the woods and let's stop trying to find everything that nobody else cares about and then let's go.
I think I would have like held my own a little more, but the reality of it is that I think that you need to condense who you are. If you're annoyed at someone, maybe it takes you 6 months to kind of like, oh my gosh, like explode and get really annoyed. I think I would do that in a couple of days. I think there was a lot I sort of bit my tongue on, and looking back, I was like, why did you do that? And it's like, you did that because that's how your mother raised you and you're polite and you're a nice girl. I think I'd give everybody the real me. No, like a heightened version of me. What are my kids like? They are like wild, crazy animals. In a good way. They're just like little people now and have their own amazing personalities and lives and friends. And we're in this like awesome pocket where they're still really young, but it's I'm taking that next turn and it's like middle school and they're getting older and older. Overall, when people ask what it was like to be a Real Housewife, I have to say it was an awesome experience. I always chalk it up to being a part of a sorority. I wasn't able to be in a sorority during those college years. So for me, it's like this really great elite group of women. And the cool thing is that they're all over the country and in the world, right? I mean, the housewives kind of are all over the place. So it's one of those things where, you know, you could be at a restaurant and somebody will say to you, oh, do you know that, you know, so-and-so from, you know, Atlanta's here. And you're like, oh, and you can just like walk up to the table and you already have this this bond. So I'm grateful for that. I think the experience all in all was awesome, and I don't think I would change anything. I'm sorry, did you just ask me if my love for Elvis is still strong? Is that even a question? Of course my love for Elvis is still strong.
I'm really happy to hear that Kristen and her family are doing well.
Yes, and I feel like her kids are going to be taking over the modeling world soon.
So thank you again, Trekkie, for your suggestion to bring Life After Bravo to the Daily Dish. We always love hearing from our listeners.
Yeah, so if any of you have a suggestion for other bonus episodes you'd love to hear, send them our way.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Eric J. Mack.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Dish. We'll be back with a regularly scheduled episode on Thursday.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.